Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Sports Betting by Dummies. Now, we do now have a Twitter account that you can follow us on. It is at SportsBetByDumb. We will list our best bets for the night on there, and along with my Hail Mary parlay. And we will also post updates about the show, you know, when the podcasts are live on various platforms, etc. So I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me tonight is Diz. Diz, welcome.
Happy to be here, as always.
So our other co-host, Sunshine, is out.
Fucking fraud.
The day before baseball starts, our baseball sharp isn't here, and that is why this is the dumbest show and the dumbest group of humans around. But we appreciate you for listening anyways. Now, before we get into our picks for tonight, I believe Diz has a gambling story that he'd like to share with us.
Dude, thank you, Patty. So, essentially, I'm going to tell you about the end of my stint in illegal gambling. Illegal is a stretch. Many of those that have gambled in sports know that it hasn't been legal for very long. And when I was in college, I was a degenerate as well, with some of my college buddies, and we used some on-lights that were kind of like, don't ask, don't tell. I don't think I could have gotten in any legal trouble, but I was definitely on one of these sites. And one of the rules for these sites, the one that I was on specifically, was you could not withdraw money until your balance got above a certain point. So I put 25 bucks in, and after going on a heater in the 2018 Australian Open, big tennis guy over here, my account was over $100, and I was juiced to withdraw this money. But I'd never withdrawn here before, and, you know, I didn't want to do it through my bank, so I just decided to get a check sent to me, and totally forgot that I put the parents' address as my address on there. I don't know why I did that when I first started gambling with that site. But anyways, I'm kind of freaking out because I'm thinking I'm going to get this check from a gambling website and my mom's probably going to be really mad at me. The best part is they did get the check. They didn't go through it, though, and they were just like, yo, you have this check. And I opened it, and it was from, like, the Republic of Korea. And the check didn't go through when I tried to deposit it. So it looked like I was trying to deposit a fake check, which it might have been a fake check, I don't know. But my account went to zero, and then I was done gambling until gambling became legal here in about 2020. So that was how your boy stopped illegal gambling. I guess I went out on top, but I never got paid for the money I earned. So that's my story. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I wouldn't say you came out on top necessarily. I'd say you came out on the bottom.
Well, when you come out on the bottom of gambling, you're either like addicted, divorced, or broke. And I won my last bet. That's why I'm saying I came out on top. I might not have gotten any money, but I came out on top. And yeah, a little shitty, but I mean, what can you expect? It was a Korean gambling website.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, it's always a good feeling to win a bet. And the fact that you ended on that, yeah, that's pretty good. But you did end up broke. I mean, you're not married and you're not technically addicted.
That's a win, baby.
But, yeah, I'd say that's a very interesting story. And I really appreciate
for sharing. Use a legal site or just don't trust anything sketch. There's a lot of sketch sites out there. Just use something that's legit. That's the moral of the story.
There are a handful of states at this point, I think, that have what you would consider legal gambling. Indiana, where we are located, is one of them. And there are at least...
probably like half.
What, you think half of the states have legal gambling?
I think so. New ones get added like every week. Can we get a quick Google search?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Google search. Over under 22 and a half states. See, we're gambling in the gambling podcast. Yeah. Over under 22.5, Pat.
Under. Let's.
Oh.
Okay, this isn't helping at all. I went to Action Network and it didn't. I just want a number, right? I just want.
Just count. Read them out and I'll count.
Wait, that's not it either. States with legal sports betting. 19 states have legal sports gambling. And I am a gambling man, but I would say that probably in all 19 of those states, you have the major competitors like FanDuel, DraftKings, etc. And if you don't live in one of those 19 states, hopefully you are within driving distance of one of those states where you can still get your fill in. But a kind of cautionary tale there from Diz on gambling illegally. So again, responsible gambling. If don't gamble on anything and don't gamble any money that unless you are okay to lose that money. So now we're going to go into the best bets of the night / tomorrow early on tomorrow morning. Baseball does start tomorrow. We have made it. And so I am including one baseball bet in my best bets of the night, even though it does not happen until tomorrow afternoon. So my first best bet of the night is the Cardinals money line +100. The fact that you are able to get the Cardinals right now and plus money is absolutely insane. You got to hammer the Cardinals here. The Reds' best pitcher, Sonny Gray, you know, normally reserved for the opening day. The best pitcher is usually pitching on opening day. He's not pitching tomorrow. So the Cardinals are not facing the ace of the staff. And they have their ace, Jack Flaherty, going tomorrow. Diz, do you know Shogo? I don't know how to say like his full name, but Shogo. The Reds.
Shogo Akiyama.
Is he a starting outfielder for the Reds?
I think so. Why?
He's out tomorrow.
Well, I mean, that's not a big loss.
I know, but losing a starter is a big deal.
Really? But here's what you need to know. I am a fair weather Reds fan. I probably will not be watching any games a month from today. Because we're going to suck by then. But what I know is that the Reds ball on opening day, and I hate that you fucking sleep on Luis Castillo every year. The guy can deal. Best changeup in the league. No cap. I'm telling you. I love the Cardinals. Their value there, but I think the Reds will pull it out. The Reds are always incredible on opening day, and you should listen to me because that's the only game I fucking watch every year. Do not take the Cardinals money line. That's a trap. What's the over under here? I'd be curious to know that. Do you know the line on the over?
Let me check real quick. But another little tidbit for you: the Reds bullpen stinks. So
not true.
What do you mean not true? How many games did the Reds bullpen blow last season?
Probably like 5.
Too many to count. 5 is
probably
vastly,
5.
No, you are ridiculous.
How many? So, no, that's cap. You don't know what you're talking about. Reds bullpen is not that bad. I'll fucking say it.
Give me the Cardinals money line tomorrow. Over under for that game, Diz, is at 7.5.
I'd stay away, but I was really hoping for a low number because both aces were going. But I guess they're not respecting Castillo either. I would just stay away from them.
All right. Anyways, that's my first best bet of the night. Second best bet of the night. Pacers +2. Now, I just want to give a disclaimer on this. This is completely out of spite. Okay? Both teams are struggling right now. But it's all about a spite game with Victor Oladipo. So the Pacers traded Victor Oladipo to the Rockets earlier this season. You know, it is what it is. He wasn't going to stay in Indy. We traded him. We got Caris LeVert for him. Fine. I'm okay with that. He then did not sign an extension with the Houston Rockets and got traded to Miami. Now, you know, all of that's fine and dandy. Tonight would have been his first game back in Indy since these trades happened. But he isn't traveling with the team due to a, quote, head cold. This is a soft move.
That's cap.
He is.
That's cap.
He is a punk.
Whoa.
I know. I'm going a little extreme here, but it not only pisses me off, I'm sure it pisses the Pacers off. Give me the Pacers plus the 2 points here.
I'm not going to lie. I saw you had this, and I was a little skeptical, but the fact that Oladipo's not even traveling. I knew he wasn't playing, but he's not traveling. Is that correct?
That's correct, and it was because of a quote-unquote head cold.
Yeah, I think that's going to piss some people off. I don't know, man. Pacers are struggling. Did we end up losing to Washington on Monday?
We did. We lost to Washington on Monday.
And we were favored by fucking 8 points. That was on your best bet of the night. Hate to put you on blast. I do like where your head's at tonight with the plus two and Oladipo not even traveling. I'm sure we'll play better tonight, but...
Like, man. I said, this is a purely out of spite pick. And to answer your thing about the Pacers on Monday, Bradley Beal did not play, and Russell Westbrook literally made history with the performance he put up on Monday. That was the only reason that they beat the Pacers. So I'm going with the Pacers plus two. Again, purely out of spite. It may come back to bite me in the ass like it did on Monday. Sticking with the Pacers plus two.
Yo, I have a question.
What's up?
Can you dig and find Caris LeVert's point total tonight?
Caris LeVert's point total for tonight. Let me see. It may not even be up there. Sometimes they don't put those up until right before
game. But if you're talking about a spike game, I could see the Pacers drawing up plays for LeVert. I could see LeVert putting up 20-plus just to shit on the fact that Oladipo's not even in the building.
Player points. Oh, yep, messed that up. Caris LeVert's point total, Diz? 16.5.
Hammer the over. Hammer the over.
I do like...
This is a pride game for the Pacers. They want Caris LeVert to score 40 points. Even if we lose this fucking game, they'd almost rather have LeVert ball out. Over 16.5. Throw that on my best bet of the night. What time's this game start? Am I even going to make it home in time to place that bet? Is it a 7 o'clock game?
7:15 tip-off.
Yeah, I'm placing that as soon as I get home. Also, please drive responsibly. I'm hands-free, of course. Apple CarPlay. Please drive safe. Go ahead, Patty.
Again, we are dummies. You can follow our picks, but don't do what we do most of the time. The final best bet of the night, I'm going back to the well. Knicks minus 4 points against the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are arguably the worst team in the league. Again, D'Angelo Russell is still out. And the last time the Knicks played, I had them as my best bet. They had an off night. They just couldn't score. They shot like the worst they've shot all season. I expect to bounce back in a big way. Give me the Knicks minus the 4 points.
Knicks are good, man. It's kind of weird to say, but the Knicks are good.
Yeah, that's the world we're living in right now, is the Knicks being decent. I think they were like fourth in the East. So, crazier things have happened. So, Diz, if you were to have best bets tonight, do you want Reds money line since you're so hardcore against me in this one?
Oh, no, I'm not hard. That's not a best bet of the night. I'm just, okay. I'm warning the listeners that the Reds are really fucking good on opening day, and then it doesn't matter what they do the rest of the season because they're dog shit. I get that. But I watch one game in full every year, and it's opening day, and the Reds ball out. Even when they should lose on opening day, they find a way to win. Castillo has thrown opening days the past 2 years. I know that's surprising, but Sonny Gray was... they gave Castillo the first spot at the beginning of the season. Bauer was started at the number 3 spot, believe it or not. So Castillo has started our past two opening days, and they're both W's. So all I'm saying is Reds win on opening day, and I would know because that's the only fucking game I watch. I'm okay with the Cardinals plus 100 or whatever the hell it is. The fact that the Cardinals are underdogs, you know, I get that's good value, but I'm just saying be hesitant. Reds win on opening day. That's not a best bet for me, but just be hesitant on Patty's best bet.
Okay, that's fair. And I will say, shout out Miles, my best friend Miles. Just about every year, and this tweet is vividly in my mind, but every year it does seem like the Reds win on opening day, and then Miles will tweet out 162-0, like, who says no, right? So now that you're mentioning it, the Reds opening day does kind of come back to mind, but I'm still sticking with my guns. But I will put you down, Diz, for LeVert over 16.5 points as your one best bet for the night. Okay, now to wrap up, you know, everyone's favorite part of the show, the Hail Mary parlay of the day. And I know you asked last time, Diz, so I got this for $1 to win $647.75 on FanDuel. So I got Trailblazers -7, Pacers +2, Mavericks -1, Nets -14.5, Knicks -4, Raptors -7.5, Jazz -5.5, Spurs -2.5, Bucks -8.5, and Bulls +7. So there you have it, the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Now, just as a reminder, I will be tweeting out the best bets of the night along with the Hail Mary parlay of the day on our new Twitter account @sportsbetbydumb. Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you on Friday.